going down. When worse come to worse, my peoples come first.
Yes, yes, thanks, Rob. It's a download, 720 WGN, and it's time for the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text, you can call. The best worsts of the night are going to get you a desktop indoor weather station or a Lumel Nauti's gift certificate. And our panel of judges tonight are two regulars to the download, Scott Goldstein and Mars Timms. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
What up,
all right, so let's get to the plugs. Of course, Mars does Pimprov in town, one of the best shows, improv shows in Chicago at CIC Theater, 1422 West Irving Park Road. That's on Friday nights.
Yes, it is. We are in our 15th year.
15th year
of Pimprov. Yeah, man.
Love that show.
Thank you. Thank you. We do a lot of great stuff. You know, all of our charitable stuff, you know, domestic abuse shelters, Toys for Tots at Christmas, and our Thanksgiving basket of thanks that we give out to the needy.
Look at that.
Yeah, man.
Wow, it's going right
just
to the
like
charity.
Real pimps.
Just like real pimps. Scott Goldstein's here, and he wants to. Not only is he a world class improviser, which you can see him. We were last time you were on, I was like, did I just see you in the background of Curb Your Enthusiasm? And it was Scott just hanging out in the hotel lobby of a Larry David sketch. But he's also a restaurateur. You're an investor.
I'm an investor. I'm an enabler of a talented chef.
There you go. And the it's a great restaurant, Logan Square, called Daisy's. It just won the Banshee Award for Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and it just opened brunch. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing to not have to say, and you can get tickets at.
You could see Kukoc and Pippin, my independent improv group.
Yeah. There you go. It's a great name, by the way. 312-981-7200. All right, well, let's start the worst the way we start every worst with Pete Zimmerman. Pete? All right.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're on one of these conference calls with multiple people and somebody doesn't have their phone muted.
Yeah, that's an
issue. Are you familiar with this concept?
That's an issue here at the station. We get a lot of unmuted phones where it's just like someone going through a wind tunnel.
Yeah. These are important conversations you're having with the boss types, big ideas being bandied about.
Mute your...
That's all you hear. All right, that's it.
Have you ever had anyone conference you in on a call while calling into the show? Have they ever been on
a
conference call with other people?
No, I haven't done. That's good. That's a good bit. Yeah. I think there's so much to mine. You mind so much from conference call etiquette and humor.
Corporate comedy conference calls are always fun because it's 25 minutes of bits, and by the time you're 25 minutes in, everybody's forgotten who the client is and what's going on, and then you hang up and nothing got done.
Nothing got done. Been there many a time. 312-981-7200. All right, Mars, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When you pull into a parking garage that it has valet, and some person walks up and gives you their keys while you're still sitting in your car waiting to give your keys away.
That's hilarious. What do you do in that situation?
I was like, I don't work here.
I had that happen to me the other day.
Yeah.
Same thing. I was outside of a restaurant with my puffy jacket on and my hat, and somebody came up and was like, what's the deal on the valet? And I'm like, it's in the...
Yeah, you're right.
And I did it to somebody else. I did it to a guy who was... he looked just like the guy that he had the hipster beard. It was outside the Ace Hotel in the West Loop. And I was looking for my car, and I went up to the guy who's standing right in front of the valet. He's standing at the valet, and I'm like, "Hey, it's the gray CRV." And he's like, "I don't work here." I'm like, "All right, well then get away from the stand."
I know it's just so hard. I've done it to people in like Target or whatever, and they're like, "Do you see me with a red blazer on?" I'm like, "I'm sorry."
I don't know if somebody gave you their keys though. I'd take a look, see what the car is, and maybe trade them.
Yeah,
like just take those keys. Sure.
It's got to be etiquette there. There's
that's technically
etiquette.
Not a theft. It was a gift. They gave me the keys.
They gave you the keys.
John Benjamin had that great show. John Benjamin has a van on Comedy Central, which was just a prank show. This was a couple, like 10, 15 years ago. And it was a very short-lived show, but he did a bit on that show that I love so much. He went to eBay, and he bought a Staples polo, red Staples polo. And so he put it on, and he had a little camera, like an undercover camera, and he went into Staples. And people would come up to him, and they'd say, what aisle is the paper? He's like, oh, I don't work here.
My dad used to specifically go down to the Bally's on Michigan Avenue, and he would open the door for people. Like, some days he would just walk down there and just start opening the door as if he did
work
there.
As if he worked there.
Yeah.
What was the reason? What was it?
I mean, you know.
Just for...
That got his thing going. That got his thing going.
It was a phase. He went through a phase. He just wanted to open the door at the Bally's.
I like that.
Open the door. And, you know, it's like, I think it's like, you know, when older people, you know, they, mm-hmm. they want to go do something with themselves.
Right.
They would, you know, that's like the greeter at Walmart.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Yeah.
My dad drives a school bus now.
He does?
Yeah. That's he retired for like a few years. And then he got tired of golfing most days, and he was like, "I'm gonna go drive a school bus."
I like that. Job.
I was like, "You never ever took me and my sister to school. Now you want to drive?"
Now you're compensating.
He's, like,
he's trying to make up for everything. Yeah, give the man a break. He's trying to reach you by connecting with other children.
Yes.
Scott, what do you got for the worst?
I don't know. The worst. I don't like to think about things negatively, but I'd say the worst is everything right now. But let's try to narrow it down to something. I've had it with the news. I watch the news compulsively in the last 2 days, thanks to the, you know, I've tried to tear myself away from it. Mm-hmm. But I'm supposed to be funny. So if I'm going to be funny, I can't really talk about the news because it gives me a headache.
Well, it's funny because they will, there's a TV in the studio and it's the one closest to it. Yeah. And it's got the CNN, it's got CNN and they do the scrawl.
And it's always breaking news.
It's now there's always breaking.
It's only breaking news.
Same story. And I'm on a 4 hour shift. So if I start at 7 o'clock and I look at the 10:48 and they're saying breaking and it's scrolling the same story, that's not breaking anymore.
From like 1978 until 1987, I got all of my news from Walter Jacobson and Bill Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally Carol Marine and Ron Majors.
Ooh, Ron Majors. And what they, a head
you know,
of hair.
It's not always breaking news.
Yeah, right.
It can't be.
It can't be.
A guy taking a picture right now. That's the worst. You broke my concentration.
He's got a Buffalo Bills hat on.
Hi, everybody.
312-981-7200. All right, here's what we'll do.
The Bills fan, you got to feel for them.
You got to feel.
That's the worst.
You know what's the worst?
Scott Norwood's kick is the worst. I apologize. Anyone in Buffalo, Scott Norwood's kick was the worst.
Let's do
but
this.
I like
let's,
Scott
let's
Norwood.
Let's go to Jen. Let's do Jen, then we'll take a quick break. Jen, what's the worst, Jen?
Hi. The worst? Hi. Well, here's the story. So you know how you go to the grocery store and you're all hungry and you want to get some fresh food? And they have, like, that fresh salad bar, food bar. Mm. And they're trying to, like, attract you to, you know, hey, just get this food. You don't have to cook at home. It's totally fresh. You know, they make it look as good as possible. But you know it's not fresh.
Yeah.
But you're thinking about eating it anyway. So my husband and I were at a grocery store not that long ago, and we're getting some snacks for a party. And we stroll past this bar, and we're just like, we do a double take. We're like, what is that? So they have like these chicken wings in one of these fresh bars, and someone had helped themselves to like probably about 5 of them, just ate them clean, like to the bone, and just discarded
just
the
bones. Just put the bones
like,
back in
one of the basket.
No!
Yeah, no, but like the basket where you get like all the plasticware that you're supposed to take to like eat, you know, if you go for lunch. So it was just really.
So someone's just like, you know what, no one's looking, so I'm going to chow as much of the wings I can at the Jewel.
So, like, it was impressive. Like, they had like 5 of them. Like, nobody cared. They just didn't care if it was fresh. They're just like, you know what, just let them have it. And so
I mean, it's truly fresh if you're eating it right there at the fresh.
Yeah,
can I ask a question? Where is this salad bar that has chicken wings? Because that's where I need to start shopping.
It was, you know, I won't say, but
you can say it's like Dominic's.
They got wings at Dominic's. They got wings at Dominic's.
We got baby back.
Thanks,
ribs.
Jen. Thanks, Jen.
Moo and oink. Moo and oink. You know, Mars and I once played twin brothers in a show?
Yes.
17 years ago.
17
what?
Years
yes.
ago.
All right, well, let's get that story after the break. Here's Scott Goldstein, Mars Timms in studio. They are the panel tonight for the worst. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down,
playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Mars Timms, Scott Goldstein, who played twins 17 years ago on stage together, reunited tonight on The Worst.
That joke probably isn't as funny on the radio.
Yes.
They don't look alike.
We look. Well, yeah.
Was it an improv show? What was it?
It was scripted.
It was a scripted show. It was called Eat Lead Jackass. Mm-hmm. And it was the last.
Where was it?
It was the last.
The Annoyance Theater on Clark.
At the Annoyance Theater when it was at 3747
wow,
North Clark.
Yeah, that was great. I love that place.
It had one performance only.
Yes. Yo, yeah. You want to talk about a performance for the ages? Bottle of bourbon?
Course
of that show.
I thought it was fun. We were doing a Western, and we were playing, we were Civil War veteran brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We were twins, and we were 140 years old.
Yep.
And we had a bottle of bourbon, and I said, you know, this bottle looks pretty authentically Western, and we drank it through the entire show.
Yeah.
As they were like, as the spotlight kept moving, they kept turning off the spotlight on us, and we kept talking. And I looked down, and it was like, it said it was a, was it a hundred, it, how many, what's the, it was like 116 proof?
Yeah, it was fire water. And I don't even drink
on stage,
like that.
I love it.
That was a great lesson. That was the only time I ever drank during a show. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I could reunite the two of you.
Well, occasionally we were backup dancers for the Screw Puppies. You drank during that show.
Yeah. Case of beer.
This is improv history right here. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones and the text here. Aaron says, when you're waiting at a stoplight, it turns green, but the guy in front of you does not move because he's probably playing with his phone. Finally, the car moves, and he's the last one to make it through the light. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's a bad person right there. That's a person you don't want to know.
That's a bad person.
It's a bad person.
708 says, the worst is when your customer service call is answered by a robot, and then you hear that fake typing noise when you provide your information. That is the worst.
It's also bad when you're fooled initially by the robot.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Representative.
My favorite fool worst is Pete Zimmerman classic, one of the first ones he ever did, where the worst is when you accidentally like a sponsored post on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, oh, yeah, it's a nice picture. Like,
I'm susceptible. I'm susceptible to psyops.
Yeah. I always do it. I like it. And then I'll look and I'll say sponsor. And I'm like, unlike.
Got me.
I mean, Facebook is the worst.
Yeah, Facebook is the worst.
But I know the two of you don't get off it and I don't get off it.
Yeah, right.
I got to promote shows.
You got to promote shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
847, the worst is driving with helium balloons in your car.
Is that it? Is that a period or a comma?
That's it.
Yeah, if you're the old guy from Up.
Yeah. Exactly. 773 says overcooked pasta.
Ooh, that's a big one. And you'll never have overcooked pasta at Daisy's, 2523 North Milwaukee, known for its pasta.
Always working. That's why I like you. That's why we're brothers.
708's got a good one. The worst is sitting next to a guy at a Bulls game who has to fist bump you every time they score.
You know, I was that kid. So when growing up going to Bulls games, there was a guy named Leroy who sat next to us, and he had
one seat.
It's not. Come on.
Leroy was sitting next to you at the Bulls game.
Yes, he had one
You've
seat.
You've never sat in the 300 section.
No, and neither did Leroy. He would leave his family. Leroy, if you're out there, please
Leroy
call
Leroy would
in.
Leave his family? Oh, now we're going here.
No, he would come to the games. He loved basketball so much he would come to the games. And this is the first television appearance I ever had that wasn't on the local news. Was we would high-five each other after every sweet dunk. And there were a lot of sweet dunks in the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah. And they put us in a Sports Illustrated commercial, but it wasn't with the Bulls. It's just us, young man, older man, high-fiving. And then all of a sudden, we're on a Sports Illustrated commercial. You see Magic Johnson dribbling the ball at an All-Star game, shooting a three, and then you see me and Leroy stand up and high-five.
Oh.
It took us out of context.
Oh. See, we need
broke my heart.
Yeah, we needed that story back in the 80s when that was on, right?
You're right.
We needed to know that context back then. They tricked us. That's
what I knew the world was a lie. Right. That and Iran-Contra. Magic Johnson at the All-Star game is my Watergate.
That your high five with Leroy made America go, I think we like Magic Johnson.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, otherwise we wouldn't have known. So
nope.
There you go.
Especially not in this state.
All right, let's go to Jasmine's on the line. Jasmine, what's the worst, Jasmine?
Three words. Snow in April.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Jasmine.
I got up for school yesterday and when I went outside I was like, really? This is still happening?
I know, right? And I heard the weather person say that this could be the coldest April in history, Chicago history.
And what really sucked, the Cubs home game was supposed to be yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I don't know if I can say that on a White Sox station, but...
You're okay,
Do you know what's the worst? That this is a White Sox station. I was at the game today, and I looked up, and you see, watch the Cubs on ABC7. Listen on 670 The Score, and I'm saying, where am I living?
Yeah.
What world is this? They moved the dugout. They changed
There's
everything.
There's no more Yum Yum Donuts.
That's, right. You know, at least I didn't go west on
Thanks,
Addison.
Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine. Is yesterday still there?
Yes. I don't know. Yes. You know what? My cousin Eric worked in yesterday's for a long time. I don't think that place is there anymore. I think that they just shut it down. I read a story that said it was on its last leg.
See, I don't walk west anymore after the games, and I always used to walk past yesterday, and you're like, if as long as this yellow shanty that is leaning strongly to the right.
My cousin Eric said, I'm working down at yesterday. I'm like, what?
You can have your Taco Bell and your McDonald's down there. Yeah, give me yesterday.
Right. Oh, man, that shack.
773 says the worst is when you go to the bank on payday and then you realize you have to wait another week because you get paid every 2 weeks and you got the week wrong. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Living day to day.
That's just, yeah, America.
That's just America. The worst is getting poison ivy in your eyes. And then if that's not bad enough, it was the day before a job interview.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's the worst. It is the worst.
That is pretty bad.
You got some categories on the worst. You'll get the ones that are funny, obnoxious annoyances. You'll get the ones that are I'm so angry. And then there's the real worst.
Legitimate nightmares. Usually, like a David Lynch nightmare.
Poison ivy in the eyes, cancer falls in that area. You usually get those.
I'm putting cancer worse than poison ivy in the eyes.
Okay, it's right. But they're close. They're close.
They're neck and neck.
They're neck and neck.
I think. Yeah.
331 says, the worst is when GPS directs you to the back roads in the middle of nowhere in Indiana instead of having you hop on the interstate that you were driving parallel for a few miles. Only reason I found out was because the road was blocked by a stopped freight train. And so then it directed me to the highway.
Those are tough, too. I've been there going to shows like out in like who knows where, like Beloit, Wisconsin, which I'll be at tomorrow night.
hilarious.
Before you drive to Beloit, stop at Daisy's. 25.
I'll be at the Moose Lodge in Beloit, Wisconsin at 7
p.m. probably listening. It's in our listening range.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Moose Lodge.
You don't
Lodge.
Have to whisper it.
I'll be at the Moose Lodge out there in Beloit, Wisconsin, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Come through and check me out.
That.
Beloit has a quality dining scene, and that's not a bit. Beloit, Wisconsin has a quality dining
scene.
It's a
good little college town.
Really? Yeah, it's a great college town. Yeah. I did not know that.
Beloit College, right.
Met a lot of cool college people.
Mars Dim, Scott Goldstein in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. We're at the halfway point. The texts are still coming in, as well as the lines. We got Arnold is on the phone right now, but Arnold, I'm going to take a break, get the news, so stay tight, and we'll get you right after Rob's news update. It's a download. Stay with us. It's a download. It's the worst. 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here with Mars Timms and Scott Goldstein. Arnold has been waiting patiently to play the worst tonight. He sat through the last break in the newscast, so let's go right to Arnold. Arnold, what's the worst, bud?
The worst. The deep state potbelly goblins. Hillary for president. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Is that it? That's
you,
what
you waited all that time for that?
And I'm not even sure if that was real or satire.
What?
Is that a plug?
Just got pranked for a guy who's waited 8 minutes. So who's really got, who really got pranked?
You lost that one. You lost. Thanks, Arnold. Go back to eating your potbelly subs.
I feel good.
I'm pro potbelly subs. I'm anti the rest of that.
Anti gibberish.
The 815 says the worst are all these remakes of TV shows that weren't all that good the first time around. I'm waiting for...
Are they poking fun at Roseanne?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Step by Step reunion. Are they going to do a reboot of Step by Step? Remember with Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers was a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Is Patrick Duffy still alive?
Patrick Duffy?
No, Patrick Duffy's dead.
He is.
He is dead, right?
Well, they could still do a reboot and...
Or am I thinking of Michael Landon?
Well, wasn't John Goodman's character supposed to do that? You confuse my. It's the hair. You're confusing the hair.
Okay.
One was Little House of the Prairie, and the other one was Bobby Ewing.
Dallas,
Yeah. Well, Man from Atlantis.
I'm sorry.
I think Man from Atlantis, that weird swim that he'd have.
My favorite thing about Michael Landon is if you go to Vegas and you get some of the, like the Italian Batista's, the Italian restaurant off of the strip, just off the strip, it's like a famous place. There are like 40 pictures of Michael Landon in there, like eating. I mean, he was a Vegas like guy. And I don't think of people don't think about that, but he was like a total Vegas like.
No, I think of I would imagine him more like a Branson guy.
Yeah, no, he was a
sizzler.
Well, I mean, Vegas was Branson back in the '70s, right? That's when Landon was hanging out.
Branson was syphilis.
Chris Duffy or Patrick Duffy's still alive.
He is. Okay. I'm sorry, Patrick Duffy, if you by any chance hear this.
He can't hear by now.
Right? And I admire the fact that you've stepped out of the public spotlight because I think that's healthy.
His nephew is a major league. Former, I don't know if he's still a major league pitcher, but Barry Zito.
Oh, Barry Zito.
That's his nephew.
That's a great baseball name, Barry
Both
Zito.
Both had great hair. That's a genetic thing in the family, that hair.
773 says you're in a cab, and the driver's eating a sandwich and talking on a cell phone, holding it. Then, when you go to pay, he's mad that you do not have cash. I've told this story on the show. I have so much anxiety about that. about paying using your credit card in a cab.
I have had a bad experience with it.
And no, we all have.
I like to use cash in a cab.
I will walk.
Yeah.
Before I use my card in a cab. And now the technology's caught up, right? My wife, she'll be like, "You're an idiot." She's like, you're thinking of 1998. This is now 2018, 20 years later. Go to New York City.
Same cab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Go to New York, take the cab to the hotel, and I got a card because my wife convinced me that, and the machine wouldn't work. And the guy's like, "Do you have cash?" And I'm like, "I don't." And he drove me around New York trying to find a cash machine.
So he lost money burning. He could have just let you go.
It was the worst case scenario for this paranoid, anxious cash-only cab guy.
They only want cash.
So now it's only cash.
Yeah, so now I'm back to cash. I'll never do a card.
I respect that. It's a cash, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. That's why it drives her crazy, because if we're ever at the airport and I grab a cab, I always lean in first, go, "You take a card? You just your cash?" Like, I try to negotiate that.
No, my friend.
Yeah.
Traveler's checks.
What do you got? What can be used here? 312-981-7200. Chuck, what's the worst, Chuck?
The worst is there'll be no beer sales at Wrigley Field this year.
No beer sales at Wrigley Field?
I contributed mightily to that today.
They lost the opener.
Because they lost the... Oh! That's a great joke. They lost the opener. The beer opener.
I got to give you credit for that.
That's
one.
That's a good one.
How long did you wait to do that?
He was quick on there.
That was good. That was dry, too. That was a good delivery.
Oh. That might be a winner right there. That might be worth a pizza, right?
Thanks, Jack.
I mean, that's a pretty good
one. I'll buy him a pizza.
Okay.
You can't go rogue.
No,
sticking the format. Like, now you're just throwing prizes out. You guys just buying pizza for people?
Call in. Are we buying stuff for people? I'm not. I'm going to use a cat. Do you take cash?
I'm going to buy Chuck a throat lozenge. That's what I'm going to buy.
Tell them they take a card and be like, "Oh, the machine's not working."
I like Chuck. Chuck has a great voice for telling a joke like that.
Yeah. That was great. It was slow, deliberate,
I appreciate you, Chuck.
Patient.
You guys liked it.
He got me in. I took the hook.
630 says, "The worst is thinking you'll get a refund on your taxes. Instead, you owe big time."
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's bad.
That's not good.
That falls into the poison ivy in the eyes.
I think it's in the top 10. It's a classic. It's an archetype.
Yeah. The worst is doing an interview with a possible new employee, and they have a strong, nauseating, heinous, brutal smell of BO.
Ooh. Yeah.
But at least you have the power not to... Is that a EEOC issue if you don't hire someone because of their BO?
Yeah, I don't think you can ask.
You can't ask what the BO is,
but you can have them back for a second interview, and if they stink the second time, it's just like, "I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, this isn't going to work. You're not going to be able to work in this factory with that old factory.
You're not going to be able to do this. I thought I'd have you back, but it's just not going to work out. Thank you for coming in."
847 is the worst is turning on the garbage disposal only to have a bunch of black slimy muck fly into your face. Oof.
Ooh. In your face?
My second fear beyond the cab and the cash is that I have accidentally dropped a fork down there and I don't know about it.
That's a big one. What about the fear of accidentally, you know, reaching for that fork and then somebody turns the switch?
That's like right out of
you're in an 80s horror movie.
Yeah, horror movie, right?
Hand in the garbage disposal. That's a bad one.
The worst, 630 is when you eat inside a Burger King and it doesn't have a self-serve pop machine.
Pot machine?
Pop.
Oh, pop machine. It doesn't have a self-serve. Oh, because you can't do the suicide otherwise. You can't take a little bit of every flavor.
Delicious. Yeah. Oh, man, the suicide.
Just a touch of...
What Burger King doesn't have? I mean, who doesn't have a self-serve at this point?
On Irving Park right off of... right off of
Clark Street. Yeah, they don't have one. That's a bad Burger King.
They even have a handwritten sign that they post on the drive-thru that says $1 for a cookie.
Oh, man, here's a good one.
My friend threw his retainer in the garbage there in 1987 and had to go through the garbage of that Burger King.
Oh, come on.
We were on a bike ride through Chicago. We were visiting Graceland Cemetery with our 8th grade class.
That is a good cemetery.
Great one. Yeah. You see all the baseballs. And then he went to the Burger King and he threw his retainer in the trash, and you don't just throw those away.
No,
you can't come home without that.
But it was at the school, the cafeteria. That's easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Burger King
on Irving and Clark.
No,
I'm not going in that garbage.
I'd give up that $350 or whatever it was for that thing.
I'd have to go home and be like, "Hey, mom, dad, do what you're going to do, but I'm not going in that garbage."
What'd you expect me? 847 says the worst is when you eat a bowl of linguine and it has hair twined in it.
that's pretty bad, and that would never happen to you at Daisy's. All the linguine is hair-free and homemade. Oh, housemade.
Oh. Housemade. All right.
Sans hair.
Here, this one goes back. This goes into the poison ivy in the eyes category. 406 says the worst is taking care of an incontinent parent with Alzheimer's because you know you have to because you love them to death.
Oh, my God. That's
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, you get some real ones. You get real ones. It's like the that's a real one.
That's
terrible.
That's a good person who's
good
doing
person.
That. You are the opposite of the person who is at the red light, then the light goes green, and then they sit there texting, and then they're the only one through the light. You go to heaven. The other person goes to
that's
hell.
You the
go to
spectrum, heaven,
but you right? don't you win the pizza here? On yeah. this show.
You take care of an elderly parent, a grandparent, a stranger. You're an angel and a saint. You don't drive at a green light. You're the worst person ever.
What if they're all in the same one in the same? The elderly parent.
Then you're allowed one a year.
Yeah, one a year.
You get one a year. Okay. If you're taking care, if you're texting the elderly parent at that time,
and right. they're a stranger,
let's keep moving here. 708. The worst: eating crab legs at a buffet, looking at everyone piling up empty shells, the sound of people eating and cracking. It's disgusting. Is there a crab buffet? I guess it is. Yeah,
Joomer's Casino in Rock Island.
You can tell Mars is a stand-up comedian.
There was a crab buffet in the 1914 club today. They had crab and shellfish. I don't know if they're going to... I don't think they're going to do that for every game.
Yeah.
Crab and shellfish. The crab costs. Crab is not...
I guess that's how you get crab. The process
of crabbing at a buffet is not as pleasant as eating the crab yourself. Watching other people eat crab is disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't watch them eat crab at Joomer's Casino in Rock Island. And I'm horrible with food and just the slightest thing will turn me off and stop me from eating. Yeah, Joomer's Casino.
Is it an all-you-can-eat crab leg?
It is. It is at the buffet. And some guy who I assume was a street person came up and gave me a coupon to discount me getting crab legs. I didn't take it.
Nice to know where you'll draw the line.
I was like,
free food.
I'll draw a lot of free food.
Mars Dim, Scott Goldstein in studio. We got a lot more. We'll rapid fire after the last break here. We're playing the worst. Complain about the worst things in society for prizes. We got Lou Malnati's to give away tonight. So stick around.
It's going down, y'all.
Playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Still got a lot to get through tonight. Scott Goldstein, Mars Tim's here. Still got a way to come. I mean, we just went through what we have as the leaders, but there's no doubt that you can come in at this point and with steel.
It's anybody's game.
Yeah. We need like cool 80s, no whammies kind of music to play at the end of the worst when we get to the steel round.
No whammies.
No whammies. Yeah. No whammies.
No whammies. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, what's the worst, Catherine?
Hi. The worst to me is someone coming into the Dollar Tree store, mm-hmm. and for a buck or two, they're spending, and they pay with their phone. can't even afford a dollar.
They're efficient. No, they're efficient.
With their phone.
I don't know if they can't afford. They have organized their lives digitally.
It's exciting to pay with your phone when you get the opportunity. Maybe it's their first time. You know, they're like, I just started to pay with this phone.
It's saving trees.
It was the first time for me, and it was like technology is just.
This is the theme tonight is cash and carry. This is a cash. This is a cash favorable show.
Thanks, Catherine.
Technology.
Okay, thank you.
847 with a coming in for the steal. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
No whammies.
Wow.
No whammies.
This is going to be a winner. After 25 years of marriage, you find out your wife has a separate checking and savings account in her maiden name.
Whoa, no, that is the worst.
You struck a chord with Mars.
That is the worst. You want,
in theory, yes, but what if your wife has been using that checking and savings account to buy you things so you wouldn't know about them? So that's
what,
and she's been saving that money in the savings account. As a
maybe
surprise.
It's retirement. Yeah, maybe
there's a car driving down Michigan Avenue without your lights on. If you are in a white Prius, turn your lights on.
That's the wife that has a separate checking and savings account trying to get away from her husband.
Maybe it's one of these things where when confronted, she's like, well, I was saving this to buy you a new car.
Right. And, you know, people are nosy. The neighbors gossip. And this is a way to keep things private.
No.
I would freak out. I wouldn't buy any of it.
Wow. And she would be buying everything from that account.
How much is in that account, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, lots of questions. Follow-up questions on that one. Yeah. All right, we'll keep going. 219, the worst is when you pick up a can of whatever to take a sip and you realize someone's been using it as their ashtray. That's classic.
Been there.
That was like my 20s. Yeah. That was like a recurring... It happened?
Yeah.
Continued to happen?
You always look at the edge of the old-style can. Look for those ashes.
Keystone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Keystone might as well just be an ashtray.
Yeah, it basically is. You open it fresh, and you're drinking an ashtray.
That's why they line the can, so it won't catch on fire. Yeah,
right. That great tasting of bottled beer in an ashtray.
847 says, the worst, and this actually happened, making dinner with jalapeno peppers, not washing your hands, getting frisky with your wife. We had this one.
The last time I was on.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Is this
one.
My stalker? Do you need me to answer this? Because it is the worst.
630 says the worst is sticky, gross salt and pepper shakers or ketchup that have never been properly washed off with soap and water in a restaurant.
That's why I take my own salt and pepper the restaurant.
You bring packets with you?
You go to a restaurant that seasons its food perfectly, so you don't even need salt and pepper condiments on the table like Daisy's at 2523 North Milwaukee.
They don't even put it on there. They're so confident. 847 says the worst, men who wear pinky rings.
That would be my father.
And I'd be afraid to insult a man who wears a pinky ring, because you just never know.
He wears a pinky ring and he paints his pinky fingernail.
Really?
What?
Yes. Is that for the ladies?
That is for the ladies.
Does he paint his fingernail while he's driving the school bus?
He does. He had like a little spider, like little thing, like painted on there.
He's got like a press on.
It that's what it looks like.
And this is the school bus driver.
This is my father. Oh, the
he's
school
setting
bus
himself
driver.
Up to get to be in lore. There's gonna be a story for these kids.
Grammar school kids can be very cruel. Yeah. And I was like, why do you want to? I told him. I was like,
I want one of those bullies to try picking on me. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man with a pinky ring. I'll kill those kids.
I will pull this bus over.
I will pull it over and murder all of you.
You messing with Mr. Timms? Nah.
You see this pinky ring? They don't just give this to anybody.
No, you got.
I'm going to earn it.
It's a badge of honor.
I bought this on the side of the road in Colorado with a mine for silver at.
I was in the Yakuza. I will kill you all.
I can't even spell Yakuza.
847 says the worst pants. I'm just all right. 847 says the worst is people. Oh, this is good. Who shower naked in public restrooms at swimming pools in the communal rinsing showers.
Well, if you have a curtain, it's okay.
Yeah.
But, oh, no, communal. Anyone, like oh,
communal, like if it's like just like in one Carrie. Shower.
Like anyone? The old gym shower.
The old gym shower was fine.
Yeah. You know what the worst is? Watching the swim team shave their legs and watching all the blood roll down in your middle school locker room.
Ugh. Do you own a pinky ring?
I do not have a pinky ring. I didn't earn one yet.
You gotta earn it. You have to earn a pinky ring. You're not just giving
I don't have the right
ring.
To wear
you have
one.
To earn a pinky all ring.
Right. I think we gotta
start all with right. a sleeveless shirt.
You can see Pimprov, Mars Timms, CIC Theater, 1422 West Irving Park, every Friday night, 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can go have brunch with Scott Goldstein at Daisy's, which won the Ben Shea Award for Best Neighborhood Restaurant. And they just started brunch in Logan Square.
Yeah, we haven't even been open a year. We'll be open a year.
It's getting great reviews and congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean, I have very little to do with it. The chef is very talented, and all I do is say, you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job.
Everybody's doing a great job.
All right, this is what we're giving away. We're, of course, going to give a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by the American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Also, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, one of home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at LouMalnati's.com. Oh boy.
Eat a lose while monitoring the coldest April in the history of Chicago.
All right.
Thank you, Chicago weather.
I love it. All right, I think I got it. I mean, this is really good. I think it's, I always say it's the judges. The judges bring out the best, but there were so many great texts and calls. This was so good.
There were some good ones in there.
Let's start with the desktop indoor weather station. We'll give it to 847. The worst is getting poison ivy in your eyes.
Yeah. That is. Just terrible.
Let's throw it out there. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Especially a day before the job interview. That doesn't even matter. Poison ivy in the eyes.
Poison ivy in the eyes. Period. Then the electrical grid blacking out. Yeah. That's where it goes.
That's right.
First, poison ivy in the eyes.
All right. And let's get the pizza. Let's do this. Oh, wow. I don't know which account you take this one out of, 847, but you get a pizza for the worst being after 25 years of marriage, you find out your wife has a separate checking and savings account in her maiden name.
But at least you got a pizza.
At least you got a pizza.
Don't share it. Yeah.
Don't share it.
Eat it. Cry into it. Sleep on it.
It's yours.
Man.
And then first place tonight, I think you got to give it to Chuck and the call where he said, why are there no beer sales at Wrigley for the rest of the year? Because they lost the home opener.
I mean, that is one of that's
lost,
a great.
They lost the opener. Lost Chuck, opener. I messed it up. I messed up Chuck's great joke.
See, you don't have Chuck's skill. If you would just take the time, you have to
patient.
Let that linger.
You've
got to have a little bit more gravel in your voice. But Chuck, great dad joke. That's
great
a top notch dad joke.
Top notch. You got a pizza tonight.
They lost
Chuck.
The opener.
There it is. Mars, Tim, Scott Goldstein. Great to have you guys. Good to see you.
Always the best.
Thank you, Justin.